Right, we're back, and the pizza certainly is going down, thanks to Domino's. In the studio, Kevin Druggan, Colin Gilbert, his son Connor Gilbert, and Kia Morris. Kia, who's the best team you played this year?
Douglas Athletic. I know a lot of them from my time with St George's. They're getting older, they're getting more experience. They've certainly got a managing setup in there now. It's turning around a little bit, and they've got strength in depth because the combi's doing very well as well.
I've been invited to their dinner dance. I think I've just remembered that. Young Ayrsie, two Ayrsies are playing for them.
I don't know about the older one, but certainly...
They were both playing the other day against Pulley when I refereed them. I think he comes back from uni, doesn't he?
But there's a group of them there, and I won't say they're all ex-Geordies players, but there are a group there in both the first team and combi. They've been together quite a while. They're all mates, which helps, and they've got a good work ethic, and they are progressing, yeah.
Connor, who's the hardest team you've played against this year?
Yeah, I agree with Kia, the Douglas Athletic. We haven't beat them this season, I don't think. Or have we?
Yeah, first game.
Oh, well, I didn't play in that game, but...
Oh, that's right. That's your dad calls me back in the combi, that.
There, Kia, no, I don't know.
The one game you miss, you beat them. Hey, but, yeah. Hey, they're only got promoted because of you, so...
Yeah, I suppose. They're good at the back, and they're quick on the break, so...
Yeah, you haven't seen many... First team matches this year?
I've gone along and watched a few, and Combi hasn't had a game. Obviously, you're going to watch a young fella play. I didn't see them against Douglas Athletic. I saw them against Ramsey Youth Centre, and that was more of a physical battle, really, that one, between the two teams. It was a good game, but wasn't a great deal of football played. But first team have played well in the games I've seen. They're very disciplined, and their fitness is absolutely top notch. You know, that's one thing. If they go to the first, well, when we go to the first division, the fitness they won't be lacking. Kia's come in and absolutely, you know, really train them hard, old school training, and they've fair play to them because they've all keep turning up. You know, discipline's there. The confidence grows when they get that fit.
So you reckon Ramsey Youth Centre is the best team? At the beginning of the season, when I refereed them, I think there was six unbeaten. They looked a solid outfit, but
they kept winning. They kept nicking games by one goal, though, didn't they? I think it's cost them now towards the end of the league that their goal difference isn't as strong. You see now, so.
Kev, who's the best team you've played?
I'll go Athletic as well. Yeah, they've got like that young Steve Cowan, is it? Cowan. He plays centre. He's good. He's a good player. Like,
he gets stuck in, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah, he's good.
At the beginning, my nephew was playing our league, but he went into
Josh Kelly as well. Is good.
Yeah, we had them on the other week, didn't we? Bernard and all them, and they're a bit like Moran now. They've got a good committee. They're starting to build. All they need is probably a clubhouse, and they could be here for years. It's obviously the old police team, so they've took off. Bassey, what do these need to stay in the Premiership?
Well, if it's the old police, they shouldn't have any problem with funds, should they?
There's a knock on the door in a minute. Go on. Go on, what do these need to stay up in there? Because you've got a theory that Isle of Man now should have three leagues because the gulf in between the teams at the top of the Premiership and the bottom is wide.
Well, the scorelines suggest that you should have three leagues, and it's just reiterating what I've said before, is that you don't get any confidence from losing 12 or 13 goals, and you don't get any better by scoring 12 or 13 goals. What you need is to be challenged each week when you take to the field. And with the scorelines that you see within Manx football, there's not enough teams being challenged at their own level. So, yeah, I certainly feel that you need to have three leagues. And as well as Moran have done, and it's a great, you know, tribute to them to be promoted already, what can happen is that you can lose your confidence so quickly. If you come up and start of your season happen to be St George's away, Peel at home, Old Boys away, before you know it, all the good work that they've done this season, it could be in tatters because of confidence and attitude, because you're losing every week. So, you know, they've got to be so careful and prepare them mentally for these games.
I was thinking we might only have 6 points from those three fixtures, to be honest.
I had you at top of the league there. No, that's the positive. That's positive. Kier, he's right, though, what he says. The gulf is phenomenal.
Chris is right. I mean, we played a couple of first Premiership teams this season, and really the results show themselves. We played Kurt Michael pre-season, half-time, absolutely nothing in it. And you think, OK, well, that's not a bad first half for us. Then you realise that obviously Kurt Michael went down. Played old boys at their place. It was over by half time. You know, that's the golf in class. With Dave Bruce, who is the manager, he's got a cunning plan. And we know ourselves, we're looking at four players. We need four to come in. Be it age, talent, experience or whatever, we need to strengthen the squad.
I think you need five. I think you forgot about Connor leaving. But
he's counting on me coming in.
I was going to say, where's Kevin going now if you've got five players coming in?
Well, if Gilly's going in, I'll go and take his spot.
Yeah. Do you see that you have to maybe take a bit?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Out? Yeah, yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah.
Because it's not nice to find out live on air that Kia doesn't want you in the team anymore, is it?
I didn't name names, by the way.
But you were looking at him.
No. No, well, 35 now, so yeah, definitely.
Will he get in your combi?
Possibly. I think there's a space there. That,
do you need some work doing?
I know you're like Sam Miguel.
As a number 12.
If his attitude changes, he might get in.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you need any work done by Arden Drug or nothing like that?
I can always look at some wiring around the house.
Well, Kira had his work done, that's why he doesn't need him now. Do you think they need five players? You haven't played many teams in
there. I've not been in a position to be able to see any second division teams this year. But just going off experience and what comes up and what goes down, it's as we talked about before, it's about unity, making sure the players are mentally strong, making sure that they're prepared to crawl off the pitch at the end of the game. You know, if a player's walking off the pitch, he hasn't given you enough. So, and from that, they might just get the one result, which leads to another result.
Right, well, listen, we're just going back off to a break now, but you were founded in 1950. Do you know who your first game was against back in 2 minutes?